I remember it was kind of funny. I mean, we didn't know anything about, or nobody had any studio experience. So we would just kind of literally kind of like went open the phone book and, went to places. And I think the places we ended up going to, we realized they were like really expensive. And I remember there's one place this guy was, his producer goes, "Oh yeah, I worked on the MC5 record. Those guys are wild. They're really loud." And, just kind of going to, visiting studios, not knowing what we're doing. And we're like, "Oh, this doesn't seem right. We got to, So we kept going other, and then we found other studios that were smaller. It kind of like seemed like it was more like in our budget and, kind of, these engineers, I mean, they were all very, I remember they were all very pretty, very professional, kind of dedicated, wasn't like kind of like, I don't remember anything being any like kind of flaky, or kind of sketchy or flaky. It was all like very kind of professional, but at a different level, I guess. And then we finally found something that would kind of work for us. And then it was just kind of funny being in the studio and having to play with like headphones on. I thought it was kind of strange, and I didn't quite understand that. But that was like kind of like that process back then. But I mean, we were a pretty tight band. We played a lot, rehearsed a lot. We rehearsed a lot and performed a lot. So, I mean, just going into the studio was a really kind of straightforward, just, knocking them out. And then just, getting the mix right. And that was pretty much it.